Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to everybody to the Global Exposure Business with JDL. I'd like to welcome everyone that's on the air or those that are following, and all my friends and followers. Those that missed the episode will be recorded so for later use and listen in later at a later time. Anyway, so you probably asked yourself, what was my whole general reason for the Global Exposure Business with JDL? Overall, Global Exposure is where I'm giving a presentation to view his or her exposure of their business or their passions. So it's my way of helping them expose their business, their passions, and their dreams. It's been a very interesting road and met a lot of people, hooked up with a lot of people, helping them out and discover and building their dreams and their passions, no matter what business that they're in. It could help them out in everything that there is. It was for my way to say, basically, way of giving back to all my friends and followers and support in the past, and thus far has been the best decision that I've decided to do, as people were coming in asking certain questions on my behalf, seeing that they usually see my information all over the place, either it be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Hangouts, or in Google Plus, whichever the case may be. And I've helped quite a few of them out. So, but the last couple of months, I decided to go recreate a whole new website, rebrand it to Global Exposure Business with JDL, as well as my fan page and Facebook, rearranged the group page within there. Recently, had 5 new followers come into the page. A lot of them have also placed their information from right underneath my group page, give me a little bit more information about their page. From there, if they don't mind the exposure, then what I do is I go ahead and I host them on my website, pretty much send out a link to everyone that's there, and then they come back and they can view whatever page that interests them the most. And from that point, the little comment off that web page just basically tells them to be sure to mention Global Exposure Business, or just Global Exposure, whichever, one or the other. That way there, the lead, when they're contacting the person, kind of gives them an idea of where that exposure came from and how it came into play. Hooked up with a few good partners and another platform that's been working out pretty well as well. So it's helped me kind of branch out and help out the group. It has been extremely helpful as well. A lot of people in there helping one another out, is that's what should happen when in any business that you're in. You should always get some sort of feedback either from the admins of the particular group that you're in, your personal sponsor, or whomever you've heard the information from. Me personally, I like to get to know the person, get a little to know about them. When they fill out the information, I just don't forget about them later on. I save their contact information. I give them a call, see how their day is doing, and get to know them a little bit on a personal level, which helps them ease their mind, and they get to know me a little better, and therefore they feel a little bit more comfortable following what I'm doing, in which that's what gets my foot in the door. So with the Global Exposure Business is another way that I discovered that was my stepping stone and my foot in the door with any business or any type of partnerships that are out there. It was, so when they ask what it is that I do, this is exactly what I come to telling them. I pretty much give them a presentation to view either his or their exposure to their business or passion, whatever it may be. And from there, I create a rapport with them. And then from there, I show them other ventures that I'm in. And with that, that's how it's helped everyone along the way. And my way to keep a rapport. made a lot of friends along the way, made some good friends. Sometimes we still chat every so often. You know, times are kind of hard to stay in touch with one another, but we always try to tend to either send out an email or call once a great while, or sometimes we get together on a Google Hangout, which has been an experience in itself. And so it's just been really interesting in the last couple of months. A lot of followers, a lot more leaders are coming in wanting to know more what it is that I'm doing from the Global Exposure business. And I just pretty much tell them it's a presentation to view their businesses and their passion, and, you know, get to know them at a personal level as one-on-one, just see how their day is going and if they are needing any kind of help along the way, and then stay in contact with them. So it's helped me to help them to help me. One hand washes the other, with that being said. So at any rate, I plan on doing a live Google Hangout here probably next couple of days, so you can see the face behind the chatter that's on the air. Feel free to follow my page within the Blog Talk Radio as well. A few people have already checked it out. They found some real good articles that are within there, found some great information in there as well that they picked up onto that they can listen in on to. And some of them even picked up the episodes where they decided to do their own on the air type of Blog Talk Radios. Anyone that's in business knows that once you start doing a blog or any type of website, the blog is going to get you the most exposure that you know what to do with. It all depends on how many times that you come in that information that you eventually will be seeked out. So you start coming up into the ranks. So between this Blog Talk Radio, the Google Hangouts that I do, has really helped. More so on that end, because as it keeps going out, the better, and the more people see it, the better, and then you can, you know, get to know one on a level too. And Google Hangouts really help as far as doing training one-on-one with someone. For, you know, as we know, time is a crucial thing. We can't always run out the door to go meet at an office and this, that thing, and the other. So I make it easier for them. I can screen capture my page, kind of give them an idea what I do, help them out. I could do a live presentation from within that Google Hangout. Or, you know, we get together and kind of think together and kind of come up with ideas, this, that, the other, and help one another out. So with that being said, I'm going to end for the evening. I'd like to thank all my listeners, my followers, and my friends for listening in. And if you missed it this time around, I plan on doing another one soon. And, of course, naturally, my Google Hangout, everything that I do gets posted up throughout everything that I do, Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus as well, and LinkedIn. So with that being said, thank you for joining me on the air. If you missed out this time, you know, the opportunity to call in is no big deal. I look forward to chat with you all soon. Don't be shy. Go ahead and drop your comments within the show, and we will chat with you soon.